When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming to you from New York City, bringing the video podcast for global Filipinos around the world. Watch and listen as we speak and get to know different celebrities, icons, influencers, and inspiring people. Join Jesse Dane and Jay Cass as they talk about anything and everything while bridging the gap between Filipinos of different generations and genres of choice. This is Over a Glass or Two.
Every time na nagsistart po kami, hindi ko alam bakit lagi kami pixelated. So anyways, kumusta po kayong lahat? Happy Thanksgiving to everyone! Yes. Sa lahat ng mga taga-US. Actually, today is Black Friday. So I'm sure ano ba shopping to the max.
Inflation ata kaya konti lang nag-shopping eh.
Ah, ganun ba?
Oo.
Ganun ba yung balita?
Yes.
Oh my God, I know. Kasi po dito sa US, lately, grabe yung massive layoff. Kaya nakakalungkot yung mga taong magpapasko pa, walang trabaho. Pero
ang taas ng bilihin lahat.
Sobra. Oo, kaya, I mean, hindi lang naman sa US, pati sa all over the world. I heard sa Pilipinas daw, sobrang mahal na rin. Tagtaasa na rin. So, hi Lord, I mean, just kapit lang po tayong lahat. Nandito po kami para pasayahin kayo kahit for an hour and a half. My God. Kaya happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving po to everyone. Sana nag-enjoy kayo yesterday, especially mga turkey. Kasi grabe, busog na busog kami hanggang ngayon.
Oo.
Grabe, as in parang, ewan ko, nag-bloat ata ako. Nag-gain ako 5 pounds. So anyways, hi, Diyos ko. Kinakabahan na naman kami ni Jacob.
Ano ba? Papasa mo ba sa akin? Natapos ka na?
Ipapasa? Hindi pa ako tapos.
Oh, okay. Hindi ko alam kung parang first time mo to.
Hindi, sabi ko, oo nga, kasi masyado kinikilig niya yun. So anyways, kumusta po kayo lahat? Happy Friday again! Good morning po sa mga taga-Pilipinas. It's 10 a.m. At sa US naman po, especially sa New York, it's 9:16 p.m. And Jay Cass, ikaw naman!
Yes! Happy Thanksgiving to everyone! Good morning po sa lahat ng mga Filipinos and non-Filipinos in different time zones, in different dimensions, in different continents, in different galaxies, in this whole wide universe!
First! By the way, we would like to say hi to Lively. Siya yung parang administrator for Ian Venerson official IG page, fan page. Hi,
sabi niya. Sa fan club niya.
Mga fan club niya.
Alakas-lakas ng Ian Venerson fandom.
Grabe,
pak
no?
Pak na pak.
Pak na pak.
Uh-oh.
At sa mga taga-TFC, kumusta po kayong lahat? TFC subscribers, mga taga-FYI channel and Kumu, Facebook and YouTube, hello po.
Yes.
Sana mag-enjoy kayo.
Mga taga-communizens, wait lang. Mag-login yes na ako para makita kayo, okay?
Yes, oo, yung mga taga-communizens.
Ang bagal ko.
Oo,
oh my gosh.
Kasi sobra kaming
oh my God, oo nga.
Parang kaming second time na po namin na in-invite si Ian to sit down with Over a Glass or Two. But it always feels like parang parang first time lagi. So may ganun eh, parang virgin pa rin. Anyways, so sige na, i-introduce ko na ang ating special guest for tonight dito sa US at morning naman po sa Pilipinas. Okay, our guest for tonight is one of the most sought-after actors in the Philippine showbiz. He has probably done it all. A versatile actor whose range has catapulted him into success in comedy, action, drama, and also in the music world. Asi and Augie Alcacid just wrap up the sold-out Kila Botitos concert last October. This December, he shall conquer the Metro Manila Film Festival with the dark movie Nananahimik Ang Gabi. Wow, parang ano yun eh, no? Parang sexy, sultry
when
movie.
When you say it, it sounds more sexy.
I know, Nananahimik Ang Gabi.
Ang boses mo kasi, pang bedroom.
Pang bedroom voice. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get Kilig again and welcome for the second time around. My God, the handsome and talented ang crush ng bayan at walang kakupas-kupas, Mr. Ian Veneracion! Nawawala.
Hello?
Ay, nawawala ka na Hello? Naman. Ayan. Pero okay na, sige. Okay do, nawawala. Nawawala.
Napuputol-putol ka, Papa Ian. Ano nangyari?
5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oo, parang yung una lang hindi, no? Pero anyways, my God, kahit na pwede titigan ka na lang namin, joke.
Ayun na naman.
So anyways,
nandito na naman kami, kinukulit ka namin. Nagkasalita siya.
Oh Hello. My God, hindi natin siya naririnig. Oo, as in nawawala-wala, no? May mga ano ba, naka-open tabs? Marami bang naka-open na?
Nope.
Wala. Shopping or ano ba? Usually sa shopping. Oo. Ah, okay. So, bakit kaya, no? Direct, ba't ganun? Nawawala. Okay yung signal niya, no? Sige, sige, pagsagaan na lang natin to. Titigan portion na lang po to, joke. So, yun. Teka, sige ka, kumustahin mo yung mga taga-Kumu.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Good.
That's good, oo. But we can't...
What's happening is on our end, when you're speaking, we can't hear the start of your sentence and then just the end. Yun ang nangyayari.
I know. Yeah.
Okay.
Bakit kaya? Teka, sige, inaayos si direct.
Matayin ko yung iba sa Twitter.
Okay. Ay, ganun ba yun? Oo, sige. So anyways, so wait. So again, mag-hi ka ulit sa lahat ng mga nanonood, mga fans mo all over the world.
At dahil yung first part ng sentence, kaya yan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hello to everyone! hello sa inyong dalawa kasi matagal ko kayo hindi nakita.
Yes.
And all fans all over the world and all over the online different. Hello to everyone. And it's wonderful to be here again.
Oh my God, it's always an honor. Kahit every month pa, joke. So anyways.
Grabe ang OA.
Pero so,
every day.
Oo nga eh. Pero meron ka bang iniinom dyan? Ano ba, kailangan ka na mag-toast ulit tayo? Ayan, ano yan? Coffee for sure? Kasi 10 a.m. dyan, no? 10:20 a.m. Ayan. So dito 9:20. So kami naman tubig lang. Oo. So, kasi ano pa, may hangover pa from yesterday.
May mga hangover pa kami.
My God, sorry. So, ang dami nag-hi ngayon sa, wow, YouTube, Facebook, and Kumu. Hello po sa inyong lahat. Ayan. So, for the second time around po, ayan, we have to welcome Mr. Ian Veneracion. Welcome to
Over a Glass or Two.
Cheers!
Our tubig and mga kape. O, ayan, picture muna tayo.
O, sige. O, picture tayo ngayon. Okay. Ayan, sige. 1, 2, 3. Ayan. Si Direk din eh, masyadong ano, na-excite.
Ang bilis na kamay ha.
Oo, yes, this is available in Kumu po. Yes, may mga nag-ask. Ayan. So my God, Ian, kumusta na? Anong bang nagbago? Anong bago since the last time we had an interview with you? I think it was like a year ago.
Yeah, it was a year ago.
Oh. Yes.
Well, I think it ago, Augie Alcacid and I, we have this thing kasi it's called Kilap. Naging concert namin that yun, originally before the pandemic, dapat gagawin na the pandemic happened. So, we had to do it online. And it was the first time sa World Resorts. And and the day before, sold out yung concert. Nung una kinakabang kasi sabi namin, maraming nag-support and thank you sa lahat ng nanood. And we had so much fun, and yun, we plan to tour that January, Feb, go to our kababayans in different countries. So,
including US,
bro. And
Oh my
and
God.
US hopefully mga I don't know mga July.
No way.
Wow. Kasama oh kasama New York, New Jersey dyan, ha?
Uy, sige na, please. Oh my God. Balitaan mo kami kasi definitely will help you promote it. Kasi ang dami na, for sure, maraming nag-aabang yan.
Para, New York, dapat nandyan ako sa tabi nyo sa studio.
Oh, talaga. Sige, pwede? Pwede? Oh my God, sige.
Ay, sana July na.
Sana July na. Sana tomorrow July na. Ito naman, uy, kinikiling si Miss Jess, ito na, hinihintay mo. Oo nga eh. Kasi, alam, okay, inaamin ko naman, alam ng lahat ng, since I was younger, actually, hindi lang ako, pati friends namin, na when we posted Ian Veneration's art card, lahat talaga, oh my God, as in, the crush ng bayan simula bat. Alam mo yun, yung, kasi magkaka-age tayo eh. So lahat kami.
Lahat ng mga, lahat ng mga titas, at saka may mga ilang mga titos of Manila. Ay nag-message po lahat sa amin.
Sa amin. At sinabi na, oh my God, hindi na nga. Eh, nakuha mo na nga lahat ng generation eh. As in, kahit mga bata, no? Grabe. So wait, so bakit ano, kaya pala kilabotitos, right? Because of the kilabot.
We're titos already. Pero yun na, pero may kilabot. Kilabot pa rin, parang ganyan.
Parang ganyan, oh, yes.
So, tito yan. So, the whole concert is not just a bunch of songs. There's a concept. Meron parang siyang musical na concert, parang ganun. Meron siyang story, may pinupuntahan. So yun, I'm really excited today. I'm going to be with my whole band and sobrang saya lang talaga. Tsaka iba yung in person, so na-enjoy namin talaga yun.
Oh my God.
Pero was that just one night?
One night lang ba yun? Or
here it was a one night performance lang.
Oh my God. So dapat yan may mga second or third or fourth. Kasi I heard pa nga daw, grabe daw yung ulan. Like it was pouring rain. Tapos tuloy pa rin daw yung mga tao talagang pumunta. Grabe no. I'm sure dito rin pagkakaguluhan yan. At saka, wait, aside from the kilabutitos, di ba, meron ka rin mga gigs online, right? As in, you had like online gigs during that time. Nag-travel ka ba?
No. During the jam, and yun nga, yung kilabutitos, we had online stuff. Pero after nito, a month ago, mga 2 weeks ago, I few weeks yung One Good Day. It's a series, yes, on Prime Video. It's an action series, so balik action ako. I really really enjoy it kasi nga I've been before. And yun, nag-drop the six part series.
My God. Wait, alam mo, sayang. Kasi actually, we tried to, ano, to check it out. Kaso wala dito.
Wala pa siya dito sa States eh.
Wala pa sa US.
It's here in Asia.
Talaga? Number one? I'm sure, no? Pero ang galing nga. Di ba dati, I remember, meron kang yung mga, ang tagal mong hindi nag-action, no? Nag-action film. So, lahat, meron ka bang double dito? Kasi, di ba, parang ang hirap ata from doing action movies before. Tapos biglang, after a while, biglang babalik ka na naman. So usually, may double yan, di ba? Meron?
Pag hindi ko kakayanin, hindi naman ako magpapamacho para sabihin, ako na yan, kahit hindi ko.
Wala Tom Cruise.
Oo.
Namin na ginawa, lahat ng na-require ng character, ako naman ang gumawa kasi kaya naman. Na hindi ko kaya, Papagawa ko sa stuntman.
Yeah, but wait, is it 6 series, right? So, usually, pag ganyan, how many months or years ba yung pag-shoot nung ganun? Ganun klaseng 6 series?
In Iloilo, we were in it straight every single day.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Kahit may COVID noon or wala bang COVID? Or
naka-bubble kami noon. That was medyo strict pa yung protocol a few months ago. I think mga 4 months ago. And then...
At saka ano, ha?
yun, naka-lock in lang kami. And we had to finish everything. Ilo is just perfect for that, for the location. It's a perfect location for halo-halo and new architecture and also wow. farms and everything's within. So we had so much fun and everyone, even the local government was so supportive. So I think for first time na may nag-shoot sa kaya they were very accommodating also.
For sure, just cry. At saka Papa Ian,
very social ha, kasi Amazon Prime Video siya, no?
Tapos, imagine.
Can you tell us a little bit of the One Good Day series? What is it all about?
It's a character of Dale. Ano siya, gangster lifestyle before. And then he just wanted out. Pero he just wants his one good day. Peaceful, pero marami nangyari. Komplikado to go through so much violence to be able to get there. And ano, kaya feeling ko pag napanood nyo yun, magiging proud din kayo sa series kasi it's the feel and the music, the pacing, yung kwento niya, hindi siya, so minsan mag-rewind, minsan past, minsan future, yung ipapakita siya. Kasi kami lahat, even my director, si Lester Pimentel Long, the writers and the rest of the group, lahat kami kasi sanay kami sa certain, for example. Mm-hmm. And you have to, there's a certain mold that you have to stick there. When you're doing a movie naman, stick there. But with this, with the 6-part series, parang yung lahat ng gigil namin na gusto formats na hindi namin basta pwede gawin. Dito nagawa namin lahat. For example, sa online, wala eh. So, grabe action scenes nito. Pag wow. It can be violent. Na hindi the type of violence na hindi mo, for example. So, ang sarap lang kasi ibang shape naman. And so much freedom. And now, because of so much technology, lilit na ng cameras, we have...
Yes, hindi na, oo.
Yung things na imposible namin yung action, using film and, you know, bulky, big cameras.
Yes.
Because my first... I think I was 15. And then... Oh. Now, ang gawin. Kaya, sobrang enjoy.
Hindi ba ano? Kasi usually ba, I know, I remember, yeah, you mentioned that when you were 15, no? Nag-action movie ka. So, may difference ba pagdating sa ano? Sa, syempre, pag if you're getting older na, parang, ay, hindi ko kaya, sasakit yung likod ko. May ganon? Usually, di ba? Kasi parang, there are things that you cannot do when you were, you can do much more when you're younger compared to, you know, where you're kind of, not older,
wala
but...
Wala ka try to see Ian Veneracion.
I know, ito naman sinasabi ko lang. I'm just curious kasi, di ba?
totoo yun kasi, pero dito kasi I trained and I've always been active lifestyle. Eh. Kaya siguro, wala pa akong nakaramdaman.
Mata ka naman eh, oo.
I'm 47 now. Magka-age ba tayo? Hindi, mas bata ka.
No, magka-age.
Magka-age.
Oh, well, 1 year lang. Mas you're bata. 1 year older.
Ako pinakabata sa inyo.
Yes, oo. Yes. You're 1 year older lang, pero magkaka-age tayo. Yes.
Kala ko mga
20. Wow, talaga no.
Ay?
Sige, Ian. Saan mo gusto?
Kasama ako doon ha. Sinatanggap ko din yun.
sige Ian. Saan mo gusto? Dali. Ganun. Mga tao dito, nagkikilig din eh. So anyways, do you, yeah, because we always see you on IG, like you're very active, no? Grabe lahat na, ano bang hindi mo ginagawang sports? Parang lahat ata ginagawa mo. Like, is there any
sports? Or may
sports?
Bago, or may bago pa bang na-pick up na ever pick since up? We spoke?
Wala naman. Laging, like, I'm going to fly my paraglider in somewhere in Cavite. Weather today here. Yun, outdoor. Basta outdoor hilig ko talaga.
Basta outdoor. With your kids? I'm assuming with your kids?
Sometimes with my kids or sometimes with times alone. It doesn't matter.
It's si Mrs. hindi sumasama?
Ay, hindi. Ayaw nun. Ayaw na nang...
Oo nga pala ayaw, yung last mo. Oo.
Ulan. Eh, ako pag sa mga sports ko, yun nga, lagi camping and ganun, trekking. Si Mrs.
Wow.
Yan.
Talagang shopping.
Yeah.
Gusto niya shopping. Yes, yeah. Mas gusto niya shopping, no? My God. Buti, curious ako. Buti si Mrs. hindi siya nagsiselos, no? Na, like, everyone are like, especially sa, my God, sa bago mong show, bagong movie mo na lalabas for MMF. Ano yun?
Nananahimik ang gabi. Nananahimik ba si Mrs.?
Nananahimik ba si Mrs.?
Wala issues whatsoever pagdating sa selos-selos. Kasi, ever since naman nung nakilala, so nakilala niya ako, nagkakilala kami. Alam na niya, it's just, she knows how professional naman I am when it comes to work. And that's why I'm all of my leading ladies, even in the past. Minsan, marketing slant, but that's just all part of...
Yeah, true.
That's all part of...
tinanggap na niya, wala siyang choice. Lahat.
And speaking of dun sa nananahimik ang gabi, ha, kasi congratulations sa trailer pa lang.
Grabe.
Very, parang, what's happening? What is this all about?
Yes, ano, tell us yun? Please. Anong klaseng, ano to?
Anong aabangan namin na pwede mong i-reveal sa amin ngayon?
Oo.
it all happens in one night. And it's really dark. So when I read the script, sabi ko talaga, I wanted to do the movie right away. And then, turns out, ang galing namin sound design, they all did a really good job. And Taylor, because ganun talaga, the movie, it's dark. And logical thriller siya. So, tatlo lang kaming Mona, Peraleo and myself, and I'm tackling a different kind of ako yung sugar daddy, siya yung sugar baby.
Parang parang yan yung mga pantasya nating left na role mo. kami lang tayo lahat. Okay. Ay, speaking, bago natin tanong yung ibang questions, I just want to know, since you mentioned Heaven Paralejo, are you aware of that meme that became viral, o yung
meme na kayo dalawa ni
Evan. Oo, di ba nakakalong yung ano, yung part siya ng movie?
Yes. That one or the other one where I kissed her forehead.
Yes. Did you do that on purpose? Curious kami. Did you do that on purpose? Yung ala lang, yung parang sige palagi natin or something like that, like let's give them something to talk about.
Mahilig lang yun. Minsan sa set, sasabihin lang niya, gawa tayo. Tapos, gagawa ako for, you know, a short video. Ako naman, okay. Minsan live pala siya. So, I'll join in lang sometimes. Pag gagawa siya ng short video, like that one when I kiss her for it, kasi, ibang video siya, tas dudugtong siya. Wala naman akong gagawin. Pag harap niya, edi, wala, kinis ko siya sa forehead.
Yes.
So, ibang friends ko sabi, bakit ganun? Bakit may mali siya? May, sabi ko, what do you mean? Anong mali siya mo doon?
Oo. Yung mga tao.
No, lahat kami ang may mali siya.
Oo, exactly. The people that's watching ang may mali siya. Pero, I mean, parang ang iisipin mo, kissing on the forehead is really like, it's nothing. It's like, you know, like saying like respect, you know? But siguro lahat lang kami may mali siya.
Lola or to someone much younger than me. I think she's 22 or just turned 23.
Oh my gosh, she's young.
Sabi niloloko nga siya, sabi ko bakit ganun, bakit pa bigo? At ikaw naman, bakit patanda nang patanda ang leading man?
Oh my God, sabi dito ni ano, kissing in the forehead is lolo iyanting. Oh, is it your thing?
I'm sorry, what?
Sabi, kissing in the forehead is lolo iyanting. Yun ang sabi.
For me, it's just a sign of
respect, right?
Lolo Ian, grabe naman, Lolo.
I mean, okay lang. I mean, lahat naman. Oh, sige nga, halikan mo lahat sa, ano, sa...
Parang gusto mo eh. Parang yung gusto ko so, nararamdaman ko na naman eh.
Oh my God. Pasensya na pala mo. Watch our first interview with Mr. Ian Venerasyon. Talagang sobrang, talagang, if you want to know Mr. Ian Venerasyon, talagang in-depth, talagang yun, kikiligin kayo. Hanggang ngayon, sabi ko, shit, hindi ko pa rin napinginan. First, alam sa lahat ha, we've been doing like 300 something, we did 300 something interviews na, first time ko pag si Ian, kinikilig ako, and, I admit and I accept. Oh my God, no. So anyways,
oo nga, sabi ko kanina, bakit ka pa nagpapabango? Hindi naman maamoy yan.
Tangis. Nagpapango ba ako? Hindi ko maalala.
Inaway ko siya doon kanina sa CR. Sabi ko, tara na! Ano? Nandiyan na si Ian.
Oh my God. So anyways, ito pala, I'm just curious, how is it like all working with Heaven Paralejo? Especially that she's just turned 23.
Yeah, she's one of the it girls now.
Yeah, how is it?
Surface pag siyang veteran sa industry. I mean, she was very professional. She knows her lines, she knows her character very well, and ang galing, very, very professional. And I were always talking about it na kasi kami matagal na kami, so alam na namin yung, you know, you do your homework as an actor, that's your job. Nakita kami sa younger, parang hindi lahat aware. And surprisingly, si Heaven is so aware of the craft. And I think good job playing her character. And I had super, our writer, director, Sugo Praiko. So, sobrang chill. Sobrang enjoy lang katrabaho. Kasi nga, light lang. Tapos, you know, sa set, meron kaming star. With an actual station na may dessert, na meron kami fruits and dessert, in order cappuccino or anything. Na para kaming sarap. Ang sarap ng ginawa namin. And it was, oh, everything happened in one house lang. So it was very, the whole movie was very performance driven. And the script was really, really good.
Wow.
Kaya para siyang ano eh, basta mayroon siyang sexy dark and basta yun.
So panoorin namin yan for
so,
sure.
Papa Ian, is it safe to say that you will be conquering the Metro Manila Film Festival this December at baka may best actor pa?
Oh, for sure.
I have no idea, but my job.
Congratulations in advance.
Congratulations in advance. For sure, for sure.
Uh-oh.
But I hope, no, one of these is we can watch it. Kasi we can watch it here. We cannot watch it in the US. I hope mapanood namin siya sa Netflix naman.
O mga next year siguro.
For
naman.
Sure, uh-oh. No.
How about naman, ano, one of the great actors natin, character actors natin, Mr. Mon Confiado is also part of the movie. How is it working with
yes,
him?
Yes, yes.
Nakakatakot yung wala yung character niya. We've worked together many times before. Yun nga, ang galing nung buong pangyayari. And tamang-tama, perfect yung casting. Even the color grading. Ang ganda ng kulay, ang galing na cinematography.
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
Yung feel ng movie mismo, ang ganda.
So, sound design, pati yung... nakita mo sa trailer yung sumisigaw na boses. Na parang ang eerie na...
yun, yung napaka-eerie nung ano niya, no? Nung dating niya. Tsaka parang, alam mo, I notice also, no? Na ang quality ng mga film ngayon, ng mga Filipinos, are parang... Pwede nang pwede nang i-compare sa mga Koreans. The Korean telenovelas. I was really surprised.
It's very elevated.
Yes, nag-evolve na talaga.
Yes, and ako naman, ever since I've always been Filipino, magaling sa arts. We have many, many really good writers and directors. And ang talagang kailangan lang natin support siguro pagdating sa bike, kakatalo eh. Pero the equipment, we're now able to access equipment that they use, for example, in countries. We have access to those kinds of technologies na ibang edit, effects. Nagkakatalo lang talaga sa budget. Pero kung maganda lang yung bike, mga gawang Pilipino kahit saan.
Including also the stories, di ba? Paganda ng paganda yung storyline. Grabe.
Tsaka dami atin na, yun na, right? When it comes to music, di ba? Pag music, kahit sa cruise ship ka pumunta, kahit sa banda, puro Pilipino. I think, yun, mahilig talaga tayo sa arts. So, very, very many young writers and directors now na I think given a chance, pwedeng isabak. At yun nga, proud lang ako na kaya natin yan. Yun lang, sa budget lang.
Totoo.
Kasi, but it takes a lot of money to produce high quality stuff.
Yeah.
True. That's so true. Wala ka bang plan mag-direct? Directing naman? Like, you know, eventually? I see you with like doing that.
Maybe eventually, but now I still enjoy using myself as an instrument. Na meron akong characters, meron akong story na gusto ko ikwento, na alam ko na hindi ako yung perfect na maybe that's what I'll do. Pero sa ngayon, nag-enjoy pa ako.
Nag-enjoy ko muna mag-act, no? Sa acting, no?
So many parts of so many aspects of myself. Kasi every role that's given to you, you have to be in a different shape, di ba?
True.
Pa, like this one, yung sa nanahimik ang gabi, it's the first time that I've had to consider many things like that. Kasi pag, when you're playing a character, dapat na-justify mo. You don't judge the character. So, parang nakakatakot din yun niya, hahanapin mo sa part ng sarili mo na dapat okay lang ito. So, pag nakita mo yung mga parts na gano'n sa sarili mo na gano'n, na parang medyo nakakatakot. So, yun, kaya na-enjoy ko yung trabaho. It's a rest from being my normal myself. I'm sick and tired of being my usual. Here, you have to have a different shape talaga. Mental shape.
Especially mentally. And, roles that you're planning or you dream to have? Nakuha mo na ba? Or is there a lot of roles that you want to portray sa future?
Yung mga mala magic mic, mga ganun pwede ba? Ako sumagot talaga eh.
Oh,
I'm sure yan ang gusto ng lahat. Ako lang nagsabi, no? Hello.
Magpapakita ng abs si Papa Ian.
Hindi. Basta pagdating sa roles, wala na. I think I encounter stories lang. Mas dun ako sa story pa rin sa kabuuan eh. Na I've always seen myself as an actor, not really as a celebrity. Yun nga, depende sa story. Kung sa story na yun, hindi big yung part ko, hindi big yung role. Sa story na yun, kailangan ako prosthetics, I play the role of an old man or yung ganyan. Pero yun, mas importante sa akin yung story kesa dun sa role, sa individual role lang. Tsaka sa mga katrabaho ko. Gusto ko, enjoy na enjoy ako pag good vibes. Pag good vibes.
Yeah, but was there like a time? Yeah, was there a time na hindi siya good? You know, like yung may isang movie or anything na nagsushoot ka, tapos parang maano, yung parang
mabigat ang feeling, mabigat yung feeling
or stressful or
marami. I mean, I've been in the industry long enough. Sometimes you work with really really, really good directors, bad vibes, or sometimes magaling na director na good vibes pa rin. Alam mo yan, iba-iba eh.
Iba-iba. Yeah, true,
naman,
true.
Minsan, syempre, may mga makakatrabaho ka na may condescending or feeling of superiority or this or true. That. tao na iba-iba. Pero for me, as habang tumatagal, yun yan, mas pinipili ko yung vibe ng katrabaho ko. Kasi it also affects my... I'm at my best when I'm having fun. It's serious fun. Because, for example, series, sa totoo, para kaming nagbabaril-barilan lang eh.
Ah, talaga?
Enjoying it so much. Pero we're doing it in a very serious involved. We have stunts, we have cars, I'm rolling over cars, and
wow.
And we have stuff. So it's serious fun, pero the child in you is that when you're working with people with a certain, that you share a certain frequency with. Yun yung mas tingin ko nagsasign yung mga tao sa ganun. Kesa dun sa environment na parang nasa stricto na
yes, ganyan. True. Mm.
Parang out of, you know, I've paid my dues. Pagdating sa...
So yeah, yeah. Oo, ang tagal na, no?
Yeah.
What about when it comes to, ano, since I mentioned mo yung story, of course, yung mga tao, what about when it comes to choosing, you know, like the right movie, the right script projects. Yeah. So every time, kasi diba, I'm sure ang dami-daming nagsasubmit sa yon. So are you picky? So how do you decipher which one is better and which one is not for you?
Sa story talaga and what it's trying to convey. Kasi merong napakaganda ng story. Kaya lang kung yung storyteller hindi magaling magkwento, hindi rin vice versa. Oh. Minsan something so simple pero magaling yung storyteller. Ganda talaga. Lalo na pag yung pareho siya. Maganda na yung story tapos ang galing pa ng director. Tapos, yun yan, it doesn't matter kung it's a big roles mo. Pero kung importante lang yung character doon sa kwento, being that character, and I can do a good job turning that character into a real person basis for doing a project always.
Oh my God. So ano, sana naman magkaroon ka na isang movie na nandito sa US.
International. Specifically dito sa New York.
Oo, dito magsushoot.
One of the executive producers, of course, will be Jesse.
So my God, ano?
Ibibidol niya lahat na April niya.
Parang kay Sir Ian.
Ay, ako rin, bibigyan ako ng konti para part ako niyan. Hello, no?
Yeah. Oh my God, sabi ka na. Walang yatsi. Ay, sabi ni, ano, ni Claudia, neighbor ka daw.
Claudia,
neighbor
Isabel. Daw kayo. Ang dami nagko-comment dito, mga Ian Benarasyon fans.
Where do you live ba? Like, which area?
Marcos Highway area.
Ah, okay. Huwag mo na sabihin yung address namin na lang. Joke.
Tsaka yung telephone number.
Tsaka yung telephone number. Walang yata talaga. Pag Ian Benarasyon talaga, kami ni Jekas natutulala.
Alam mo, Ian, we just want to say that it's Thanksgiving Eve yesterday.
Yes.
And we're hungover, but you really are the Thanksgiving gift for us.
For us, yes. Pero yeah, I'm curious, no? So how do you handle it? Because I'm sure you're so used to, like, everyone are always like, you know, like always
ogling
saying
over you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how do you handle it? Tsaka yung family mo, like your kids.
Wala lang. Hindi kasi ako. It's a job. It's my work. The person, I have Ian, the actor, and Ian, the person. Yeah, like my kids, they're very private. I enjoy my privacy talaga. And family ko naman, hindi showbiz. I always protect their privacy. And yun nga, parang ako, I sell stories in sa concert. Pero the private part, that's what I keep to. That's why I'm very conscious conscious of I don't do it featuring your house or featuring your garage.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
Car. I don't do that kind of thing kasi parang yun, that part that's not part of what I'm selling. So it's like
oh yeah, you're yun right. Yes.
Yun, work lang talaga. As an actor. Wala lang, nakakatuwa lang because I'm just grateful that people are so kind. I've been 40 years now. It's my 40th year.
In showbiz? Wow, okay.
Started when I was 6 or 7. Anyway, eventually the networks, even random people, they're never met me. We've never met. Diba? Pero there's a certain and I really, really appreciate it. So, naman to like me, pero you're so nice to me. You're so yes. kind to me.
Mahal na mahal ka nila. Pero I don't remember this. Did we ask this the first time? Was there a craziest thing ba that a fan
ever did to you?
When they saw you like in a show or like up front? May tinapon ba sa'yo or something?
Tinapon sa'yo yung underwear, bra, joke. or hotel key room.
kung pag may pinagtapon si ganun, tas hindi ko alam saan galing.
Dead mo kunwari.
Kuya,
depende sa kanino galing.
Depende mo kanino. There you go. But what is there like, you know, like the craziest experience that you ever had with a fan?
Nothing negative at all. You know, some I just laugh at the reaction sometimes kasi mas na 80 years old na pero minsan pag magpapa-picture akala para siya 3 na nakakita ng mascot. Parang ganyan. That's so cute. I think it's so cute na for very short span of time parang nakakalimutan nila yung
true.
Yung problema na sa a few seconds parang nakakalimutan wala sila doon tapos we're just interacting. I'm so happy that I parang it was given no. To make someone happy for 3 seconds, and if that is my calling, I have no, I won't be egoistic about people's lives and this and that. No, it's if I have a few seconds lang, and that's it. To maximize that, and sobrang hilig ko pa naman sa hug.
Ay talaga.
Sobrang, okay.
Especially older people who want to take a photo and then I... Sobrang iba eh. Iba yung connection talaga. And these people, lalo na, chances are, this is the only time I'll interact with this human being. Ngayon ko lang siya na-meet. Malamang never na kami mag-meet again for the rest of eternity.
You know?
So those small moments, it's such a big deal for me. Actually, it's a gift for me. Sila, syempre, sometimes they take a picture. Okay na yan. Pero you know how much I value those little moments. They think parang feeling nila lamang sila. Pero
oh
actually, hindi.
Ang bait. O sige, mahilig pala sa hugs. O guys, ayan na, ladies. Ha?
Okay. Makapag-book ko na nga ng flight pa uwi ng Pilipinas. May rason na ako pa. May rason na ako para mauwi.
Oh my God. Yes, Ian?
Teka, gento ka.
Sino ba sa...
Ikaw daw.
Hindi ako ba? Hindi, no?
Hindi, dapat ikaw naman. Kasi tapos na ako nung first time.
Diba, nandito ako sa dulo, ikaw daw.
So ikaw dapat.
Ay, nakuha, balak sa buhay mo.
Sabi ganun. O sige, okay, sige go. Pwede sa forehead. Sabi ganun. Pwede sa
yan
forehead.
Yan ang sinasabi ko. Yan ang binibigay mo sa mga fans mo. Yung,
yes, exactly.
Yung kilig eh. Kahit kay Lola.
Exactly. Oo. Totoo yan. Kasi nga, that's why we're so, kahit kay Lola, kahit sa mga bata. I mean, think about it. Like, even mga younger generations are really like, whenever they see you, they'll be like, huh? Siguro kakalimutan. One of my friend, di ba, nag-message. Si Mark, nakalagay doon parang, Ian Venezon is the only actor that the husbands of the wives will allow to flirt. Even for one day. Sabi ko. Tapos, number one, tawa kami ng tawa. Sabi ko, lagyaka. Tapos lahat ng mga friends sabi ng girls, oh my God, please, please, please. Sabi ko, Diyos ko, itong mga to.
Ano ba tawag doon? Hall pass. Oh my God.
Okay, Ian, bilis sa neck. Ay, sa neck, sa neck. No?
Ito naman, hindi naman
mapigilan. Joke, ito naman. Oo nga eh. So,
magunas-dili ka.
Oo nga, magunas-dili ako. So anyways, Ian, what about, ano bang tips naman sa, bakit mukha ka pa rin bata? Everyone are like shocked.
Umamin ka na talaga, vampire ka.
Ano
you
ba?
Look younger than the last time we saw you.
Yes. What's your secret? Sinong doktor? Joke.
Wala po. I don't know. I lang siguro. And the outdoors. I love the outdoors talaga. Importante sa akin na arawan and nag-enjoy ng activities. And keep. I should exercise more actually. But hirap eh. Minsan nakakatamad.
Oo nga, exactly, no? Sa sobrang busy mo. What about your, do you have a daily regimen that you wanna share?
For face?
Like, ano ba? Moisturizer, nagaganong ka? Do you do a spa all the time? Kasi, di ba, usually pag actor, tas they have the pretty face, yan yung puhunan nyo, eh. So, dapat laging, pretty looking lagi.
Feeling ko kahit balit ang panlaba lang gamit ito, guwapo pa din to eh, si Papa Ian.
Kahit perla?
Oh,
may perla pa ba?
Hindi. I mean, maging masyado dependent. Yun nga, sanay ako sa, so, yun nga, hindi lang ako masyado sa kung ano nung nilalagay. Kasi sarap yung natural lang din.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, so hindi ka talaga like you don't put moisturizers kasi nagtataka din ako sa mga lalaki. Hindi sila masyado naglalagay ng moisturizers pero parang gaganda ng skin. Kung naka-instum
mga to. Anong tawag dyan, Jessie? Problemang mestizo.
Ah, oo. Problemang mestizo.
Problemang guwapo. Yun ang sagot niya dyan.
Oo. Ang good. Hi, Diyos ko. Lahat ng babae na naman ngayon, kinikilig
kaya
na naman.
Kaya nakuha naman natin eh. Para maging ganyan kagwapo, fresh air.
Totoo yan.
Diba?
Yes.
Saka exercise.
Like, how do you, like, what do you do now? Like, what type of outdoors do you do?
I'm flying the paraglider, whether with the motor or without the motor. I just enjoy that. Pag mataas ka kasi, tapos wala na, ang lit lang, wala na makita. Sarap lang ng feeling kasi you feel like it gives you a different perspective. Halikabok lang ako sa mundo pero kung i-treat ko yung mga parang dami ko ganun, ang dami mong gusto mong problemahin pero pag nakita mo yung perspective mo from 4,000, wala, makikita mo na wala, you're insignificant. Like that point of view, it has a grounding effect. And you don't take your problems too seriously. Tsaka, wala, light lang. Kasi, na-enjoy mo lang that you're here to enjoy your existence. Masyadong, hindi mo masyadong pinaproblema.
True.
Correct.
Ano naman yung bago mong, maabangan pa namin, aside from, of course, yung
A good day.
Nananahimik ang gabi. Marami pa bang nasa pipeline?
Ano yung English ng nananahimik? Good night?
The night is quiet.
Parang ganoon.
Sarado ang bibig ni Jessie sa gabi.
Sa gabi.
So tahimik. Alam mo ba kung paano magsalita ito 24/7? Grabe.
Hindi kasi...
Inaantok na ako, sabi, girl, matutulog na ako. Tama na.
Hindi kasi... Yan, I'm a positive of... happy person talaga. Like whenever, you know, I wake up in the morning, I'm still smiling hanggang gabi. So yeah, that's why I always look at things positively. That's why I talk a lot. Kwento, kwento, kwento. Wala lang. Diba? So, anong abangan namin sa pipeline mo? Merong bagong
anong, wait, series? Meron ba A Good Day Season 2?
Sana. Depende. Pag maganda yung viewership and sa online, we might do a season 2. Sana. Pati si dami pang pupunta ng story.
Oh, wow.
But, ngayong Pasabi, and then January, si Ogie and I pupunta kaming Middle East. I think we have 3. And then meron din sa, I think, Switzerland, Paris. Ah, Switzerland. Tapos, I'm doing this with my band there in a few places. That's kasi nga yung mga buti na lang tayo mga Pilipino nagkakalat tayo sa buong mundo. Yun ang gusto.
Yes, para tayo mga EPs. Yes, para tayo mga EPs.
And natagal nang hindi nakaka-uwi. So hopefully it's like bringing a piece. And yun, that for sure that's gonna be so much fun again.
Oh my God. Sana sa ano, no? Promise sa July, ha? Sana kahit busy ka, kitain mo naman kami. Oo. Ayan. Sorry, may sakit ako.
Pero, inalabas ka namin.
Oo. Kahit dinner lang.
Sa ano, di ba?
Saan?
Sa New York kayo.
Yes. Diba? Yes, yes, New York. Yes, New York. Yes.
So, dapat pag mayroon kaming show dyan or within the vicinity, yun niya, dapat mag- yes talaga ako dyan. Para mag-meet tayo personally.
Promise?
Para matikman na rin namin yung tunay na hug na yan.
Na hug na yan. Tsaka kiss sa forehead, joke?
Ano, binagdagan pa talaga? Hindi na nakontento sa hug.
Hindi na nakontento sa hug. Kasama na. I'm sure maraming makikipila dito. O, gusto rin makipag-hug.
Marami na naman. Oy, friend!
Oy, friend!
I miss you, friend. Gaganon sa amin, no? Mga manga. Ay, charot.
Uy, ano ka ba? Para lang kay Papa Ian. Kasi kahit naman ako, may friend akong ganyan. Kahit ako gaganon, uy, sige na, pwedeng friends tayo ngayon. Para lang kay Papa Ian. My God! Yung mga tao, oo nga, halata na nga, halata nga, na kinikilig ako, okay? Oh my God! Thank you so much. Grabe. As in, pinasaya mo kami.
Papa Ian.
Tsaka guys, ha, kung gusto nyo mapanood talaga yung kwentuhan namin na about Ian, like, you know, like, yung mga humble beginnings and all, watch the part one. Tapos sana sa third natin in person na. 'Di ba? In person na. Promise yan.
Maliligo talaga ako ng dalawang beses niyan kasi usually isang beses lang talaga isang sa isang linggo. Okay, so
maliligo na talaga. Or, teka nga, speaking of ligo, do you take a bath like 3 times a day? Kasi may taong ganun na or twice a day lang.
Siyempre, minimum natin once pero dapat twice kasi bago matulog.
Gusto dapat, mo yes.
So, yeah. Hindi, parang 3 times. Pag may activity ka, travel ka, or, you know, nagbisikleta ka, yun, syempre.
Kailangan, oo.
Bahay, twice, pag-ising mo, pagtulog.
Ayun pala, speaking of pagtulog, what's your comfortable sleeping wear naman, Papa Ian?
Oo. Ay!
you know, a fun fact is that yung place ng anywhere, I can sleep on the floor or I can sleep on a boy, I can sleep anywhere kasi ever since nasanay ko yung sarili ko matulog, whether sa beach or sa ilalim ng puno or kahit saan kaya ko yun, na-enjoy ko yun.
But what do you usually wear pag natutulog?
For research purposes lang po to.
Oo, promise.
Diba?
Oo nga, so do you wear boxers lang or some don't wear anything or you wear pajamas or...
In, with Care Bears na pajamas.
Oo.
Ako, shorts and yeah, normal shorts, pangtulog shorts. Pero yun nga, depende kung nasaan ako, pag iba rin suot mo, syempre.
Pag mag-uha.
Yan, depending on shootings namin kasi kailangan, it's an important skill to, kasi nga, di ba, lagi kami iba-iba ng locations. Minsan, yes, nasa beach, minsan nasa ng slums, minsan naman nasa gitna kami ng office buildings, yung mga ganyan. So, kailangan ding chair mo, yung ka na, okay ka na. Dapat kaya.
Ah, okay. Oo. Kasi we have friends. Ako, I have a lot of friends. So, they wanna, you know, like sleep like with nothing on. Sabi ko, ay, parang hirap nun.
Parang kasi yun ang gusto mong sagutin niya eh.
Hindi, ito naman. Kaya kasi nga tanong lang. Kung naman. or boxers lang, yung ganon. My God, so, pinapakalimun naman natin yung mga...
Pag ganun, wala kang suot, di ba?
Matay na. Oo.
Delikado.
Oo, delikado ata yun eh.
Touch lang, lagot na, di ba?
Oo, so, kaya patay. Oh, kaya dapat lagi pong magsuot, okay? Before they go to sleep. Oh my God. Thank you so much, Ian. Ayan,
before we let you go, Papa Ian, can you please have your last message to our Global Pinoys and invite them to your shows and movies coming up?
Yes, clients. This is Ian Veneracion. If you're within Asia, sana panoorin sa Prime Video. And also, Thursday, Nanahimong Gabi, December 25, it's the entry for the Metro Manila Film. At kung nasa ibang parte kayo ng mundo, I hope to see you next kayo. Sana makabisita ako sa lugar nyo for concerts, whether the Alcacid Kilabutitos or yung mga solo concerts. Yan lang ha. Lagi lang kayo magpadala ng good vibes dito. Lalo na yun nga, lahat na buong mundo ngayon, lahat may mahirap na pinagdadaanan. So, kapit lang.
Ayan. Papa Ian, salamat for giving us good vibes all the time.
Yes,
my
thank
God.
You for the good energy this morning.
Sobra, grabe. Nasa ano na kasi kami, ilalabas nasa Kumu. So, FYE channel. So, usually 1 hour lang binibigay. Kaya sabi ko, sayang, di ba? Pero promise yan na, Ian, ha, pagdating mo dito. Mm-hmm. Please, I mean, ha, promise ha, message ka namin dun sa ano, sa wait, yung sa IG mo ba?
Yan, hindi pwede, baka dead mine yung ako, ha?
O oh, hindi, no?
What? Oh my God.
Hindi. So, dapat talaga yung
third. Promise, at tapos in person, ha? Oo.
Baka gumawa pa kami ng banner, no? Nasa airport na kami.
I know. Baka si Jekas ang suot lang, band-aid.
Oh, grabe ka! Nakagano, no? Ian Veneracion. Naka may card pa. O, diba? Sumakay ka na dito.
Nakali ka na. Yaka. Thank you so Ayan. Much, my God. Kirsty, salamat ah, for Kirsty, ano, coordinating. You. And Rowie, maraming salamat.
Ian Veneracion, official fans club, thank you very much.
Yes, Lindy, thank you.
Yes, and mga kaoga, don't forget to share this fun episode amongst your friends as well and family. And also to please follow us here in Over a Glass or Two in Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. And also in Over a Glass or Two in ABS-CBN FYE channel and in Kumu. And soon po lalabas ng edited episode sa TFC.
The See Filipino you there. Channel,
Thank
yes.
Thank you very much, Kumunizens.
Maraming salamat.
At bago tayo pala mag-end, group hug muna tayo.
Group
pwede
hug,
ba?
Pwede.
Hug. Ayun.
Yung kiss. Asa yung kiss?
Batukan na to. Ayun.
Game. Gaganon ba ako? Okay, go. Ay, pag-ganon ba? O, pag-ganon? Ah, ganon! Gets ko na. Okay, game. 1, 2, 3. Sama ko!
Sama ko!
Kinilig ko. Ipajama ko. Thank Thank you so much. Ayan, oh my God.
Thank you very much. Oh, nakipagkulitan ka sa amin. Let's have our last talk.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. Kinikilig na naman yung ibang babae dyan. Sorry, yes. Nauna ako.
Oh mga kaugat.
Yes.
Papa Ian, yes. Amidst the challenges of life, let's still find ways to be happy. Let's all talk about it.
Over a glass or two. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian.
Good night, Ian. Good night, guys. See you soon, okay?